Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Daly.
Close your eyes.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Very well. Thank you very much. Now, we have been sort of keeping an eye on this Leonard Bernstein biopic. Bradley Cooper attached to it, and you have some extra news for us.
Yeah, Kerry Mulligan is going to star as the legendary composer's wife in the movie. And this is going to be a big project for Bradley Cooper because he's not only co-wrote it, he's going to direct it, produce it and star in it as well. So that's a
I like the sound of it.
As maestro. Yeah, Maestro is the name of the movie. Netflix are financing it, and it's going to sort of portray this love story between Leonard and Felicia over 30 years from when they first met in 1946 and through a 25-year marriage and three children. As I mentioned, you know, Cooper has written the film, and this will be his first directorial effort since A Star is Born. And Mulligan's busy as well. She's got a number of projects coming up. A Promising Young Woman later this year is the title she's worked on already. And she's also worked on a project called The Dig, which is coming out on Netflix as well. So two very busy creators.
But very, very fine actors. I like the casting there, I have to say. Now, another, you're staying with music and another biopic.
Yeah, this is Ron Howard, who's a very prolific director in terms of the types of projects he does. Fiction and documentary, but he's going to direct a new, currently untitled biopic about world-renowned pianist Lang Lang. Now, this story
still a young
will
man,
be,
so it's interesting. They're taking him already.
Early like mid-30s, I think. So the story is going to be based on the memoir Journey of a Thousand Miles, which is by Lang and David Ritz. And the book traces his life story from his childhood in the provincial city of Shenyang in northern China to the peak of his global classical music industry success. And along the way, I suppose it'll deal with everything that his family sacrificed to help their talented son succeed. It has kind of come in for a little bit of controversy, actually, strangely already, in that the Farewell director, Lulu Wang, questioned really whether Howard and his writers are best suited to the project. Strange to sort of attract that attention just on announcement of a project.
Yes.
But we'll see how it goes. Ron Howard is an excellent director.
Yeah, he did the Pavarotti documentary, didn't he? Which I thought
That's
was good,
right.
actually. Yeah, so he might have the music end of things, but we'll keep an eye on that one. You have some casting news for us, Garrett?
Yes, Tiffany Haddish will join Nicolas Cage in what sounds like a really bizarre, funny comedy. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And this story follows a fictionalized version of Cage who must accept a million-dollar offer to attend the birthday of a super fan and billionaire who also happens to be a criminal kingpin. He'll be played by Pedro Pascal. And things kind of take a wild turn where Cage is then forced to live up to his own legend, channeling his most iconic and beloved on-screen characters in order to save himself and his loved ones. It shoots
sounds very Nicolas Cage, doesn't it?
Very much so, very much so.
Now, Tom Cruise.
Well, sounding very Tom Cruise, we joked many, many months, years ago even, that the next thing he could do is go into space for a movie, and of course he is.
If anyone can do it, Tom can.
So he's actually going next October. It's been confirmed by Space Shuttle Almanac, which covers all things space-related, that Cruise's project has got the green lit. They are going to be going along on this SpaceX Crew Dragon tourist flight in October 2021. He'll be going alongside the director Doug Liman. Of course, Elon Musk and NASA are joining forces on this film as well. It's untitled at the moment, but I'm sure we'll get some details about it. No release date or anything like that, but they're set. They're heading in October 2021 to do some filming.
Now, Barry Jenkins, fantastic director, of course, of the Oscar award-winning Moonlight and If Beale Street Could Talk. Tell us what he's doing next, Garrett.
Well, of course, he's been attracted to television and he's done a limited series called The Underground Railroad. Now, this has just wrapped and it has taken a long time to get it to wrap because they had only 3 days left on production before the coronavirus forced production to halt in Georgia. He said it's been one of the greatest challenges of his career. And The Underground Railroad is based on author Colson Whitehead's novel of the same name, which takes place in an alternative timeline where the underground railroad network of abolitionists and safe houses also had an actual railroad system. The novel follows two slaves who escaped their Georgia plantation by using the Underground Railroad. The novel was critically acclaimed, and it earned the 2017 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. That sounds really promising.
It really does, yeah. Super director, fantastic. Now, trailer watch.
Yeah, we have two great actors here, Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci, starring as Sam and Tusker, partners of 20 years who are travelling across England in their old RV, visiting friends, family and places from the past. And since Tusker was diagnosed with early onset dementia 2 years ago, their time together is the most important thing they have. The movie is called Supernova. It's getting a bit of buzz at the moment.
Well, it is. I mean, two, as you say, fantastic actors. I love the two of them. And what's interesting is they have in real life been pals for over 20 years. So, you know, I was looking at an interview there saying, you know, did you have to make sure they had the chemistry? But they had, because they literally are friends and they look fantastic on screen together, I have to say. I think it'd be good.
And quite a heartfelt trailer as well, if you do check it out. It's written and directed by Harry McQueen, and the movie is set to open in Irish cinemas, hopefully, on November 27th.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. Quick look at new releases.
Well, Netflix have a big movie out in the shape of Enola Holmes. This is Millie Bobby Brown playing Sherlock's teen sister who discovers her mother's missing, and she sets off to find her, to become a sort of super detective herself in her own right as she outwits her famous brother and unravels a dangerous conspiracy around a mysterious young lord. Henry Cavill and Sam Claflin also star in that one. And while cinemas may be closed in Dublin, around the country there's many open, and they will be showing Bill and Ted Face the Music with Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter returning to star in in
they
the hit Songmakers.
They are back. That was the last preview I saw before the cinemas closed. And look, bottom line is, if you like Bill and Ted, you will totally enjoy this. If you're not into Bill and Ted, don't bother. Simple as that. Certainly my male critic colleagues who were walking out with me were all delighted with themselves, me less so. It's just, it was their thing, and that's the way to go. But it's very well paced. Lads are great in it, you know, but it's either you find it either really entertaining or really silly, so or both.
I think I was mixed on it even when I was a teenager.
I know.
But yeah, it's for a certain audience. It's your most excellent thing. It'll be your most excellent thing.
That is basically it. Okay, what TV movie are you recommending this weekend?
Yeah, this is a fun movie. It's set in the 80s Dublin, where a teenager sort of suffers from a troubled life, having to contend with money troubles, his parents' strained marriage, and he has to start in a tough new school. So he forms a band, hoping to find it as an escape route, sets out to make some music videos. It's a good comedy starring Ferdia Walsh-Pilo, Aidan Gillen and Maria Doyle Kennedy. Sing Street, which is written and directed by John Carney. It's on tonight on RT2 at 10:40.
I think we might just have to dip into that soundtrack. Garrett, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Will do. Thanks, Aideen.